Well, the Detroit Auto Dealers Association, Rod Alberts, Doug North, this team has done a tremendous job. And it's, let's face it, under the duress of weather. That's going to happen when you have an outside event. There's a lot of good and positive things that come with the outside event here that we know now as Motorbella. You're going to have some experiences you could not have inside, and they are spectacular. I can tell by looking at them, and I can tell from experiencing them at other auto shows around the world over the years. One of the things I have not seen so much that I recall at other auto shows around the world is what we're about to talk about. The Defense Program Engineer Manager Brian Rose is here. GM Defense. I don't know the last time we've talked about GM Defense, but I'm glad we are, Brian. Welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Hey, good morning, Paul W. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. I see, kind of see, under some tarps right now, an ISV, which is an infantry squad vehicle. It's early, so it's not uncovered yet. So when I say I see it, I kind of see it. You know what I'm saying? Explain this thing. How's the ISV, the infantry squad vehicle, in its plannings being used? How's it going to be used?
Yeah, so the ISV was designed to provide essentially rapid ground mobility. And by that, I mean it's a light and agile all-terrain troop carrier intended to transport a 9-soldier infantry squad and their associated equipment moving throughout the battlefield in whatever mission or terrain profiles that the soldiers and our heroes may come across. It's light enough to be sling-loaded from a UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter, which is pretty cool, I might add, seeing an ISV swinging underneath a Black Hawk. And it's compact enough to fit inside a CH-47 Chinook helicopter for air transportability. So its mission is to provide our soldiers with what we'll call a new boot to be able to transport the soldiers to their mission safely and effectively.
You know what's, I think, first of all, I'm astounded it can fit in a Chinook helicopter. I know those are the big ones, and I can only kind of see the outline of this thing. It's also amazing that it's carrying 9 soldiers, and armored and all of the rest of it that you'd want in an infantry squad vehicle. But what's really impressive, I think, Brian Rose, with the GM Defense Program as the engineering manager, is that from the moment that you got the contract awarded to do this, in 120 days from that contract award to delivery is an incredible and significant milestone. Am I wrong or is that right?
No, it was quite a feat. So we started our production out at the Milford Proving Grounds for the low volume initial rate production. And we stood up our facility down in Concord, North Carolina. And it was, as you said, Paul W., it was quite a feat between transporting the equipment that we used at Milford down there, hiring the workforce, getting the permits, transporting the building that we had into the facility that it is now, and getting the vehicles built to meet the Army's requirements. It was a monumental feat, and our team did an outstanding job executing.
Well, you certainly leveraged General Motors' engineering prowess and immense manufacturing capabilities to, if I might say patriotically, answer the call for our country. And I think that's spectacular, and I didn't want that to not be mentioned here in our conversation. Now, what Brian Rose, as a GM Defense Program Engineering Manager, what makes the ISV, the Infantry Squad Vehicle, the GM ISV, unique from other vehicles? What makes you most proud about this vehicle, Brian?
Yeah, that's a great question, Paul W. So GM Defense is a solution to the Army's next generation transportation needs with the ISV here. It's based off of the award-winning Chevrolet Colorado ZR2 midsize truck architecture. And for those not familiar, that's our midsize pickup off-road variant. So it's a variant of our Colorado that has a 2-inch lift kit on it and some other off-road goodies that enhance its off-road mobility. And because we're able to leverage this Colorado ZR2, it offers the opportunity for usage of 90% commercial off-the-shelf parts. And what that means is parts that are already validated, verified, that don't need to be developed. And these parts include the Chevrolet Performance Long Travel Multimatic Dynamic Suspension Spool Valve Dampers. And I know I said a lot there, but long travel dampers are essentially your shocks on your vehicle. Long travel means it gives you more capability off-road. Multimatic is the company who makes these for us, and dynamic suspension spool valve is a fancy way of saying these dampers adjust to the way you drive on and off road. So if you're driving off road, they're going to handle better. If you're driving off or on road, they're going to give you a little bit more of a better ride. And along with those dampers, there's other Chevrolet Performance CR2 off-road racing components. And the durability and performance of those components have been proven in the Best in the Desert Race Series, which is the grueling race series out west, where the Colorado ZR2 is one of only two vehicles to complete the 17 consecutive races out of the 210 competitors. So that's a pretty monumental feat. And as a result of all this, Paul W., GM Defense can deliver an ISV with world-class manufacturing efficiencies that we've used from all of our global manufacturing expertise in the ease of maintenance and a well-established global supply chain. So all ISV models will be equipped with an occupant and cargo superstructure, so the roll cage and the frame that was exclusively designed by GM Defense. It's powered by the base Colorado's 2.8-liter Duramax turbo diesel engine and the 6-speed automatic transmission.
I have to say, Brian, because now I actually, Ray Templin, our engineer, was kind enough to quickly go online and find me a picture of the ISV. So I may have said more than I should have when I said it was armored. I don't know that it. I mean, there's certain things about it because it is a military vehicle, but it's pretty open. It's kind of like almost skeletal-like in terms of the openness, which is, I think, how you also get the nine people, nine soldiers on, and all that. But there's no question that GM Defense is driving the future of military mobility, and good for you to be leveraging your best-in-class capabilities of General Motors and the innovation, the performance, breakthrough life cycle economics. This is world-class manufacturing efficiencies, if I may say so, you don't need to say it, I'll say it. Our government could use more of that in terms of these efficiencies, and to use the well-established global supply chain for our United States Army, the best in the world. But good to see them having the
Roger that.
best product. Roger that. I appreciate that. Okay. The infantry squad vehicle, the ISV, there's a lot to be proud of for General Motors and all the hardworking men and women up and down the line and UAW workers that make things like this happen. And that goes for you too, Brian Rose, GM Defense Program Engineering Manager. Job well done. You've got lots to be proud of, my friend.
Well, thank you, Paul W. I appreciate it. And thanks for the time this morning.
We continue on WJR from Motorbella.